I'm still living with your ghost.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080, The Fan.
Downtown, I don't want to be your stupid game. With my big black boots and an old suitcase.
All right, stop me if you've heard this one at UNLV. Things are going well. You got a little bit of leverage. You go back and you say, hey, well, how about a little more cash here? And then you leave somebody at the altar. That sound familiar from yesterday's show?
Oh.
UNLV's basically done exactly what their quarterback did to them. But they did it to the Mountain West. After overtures from the Pac-12 conference. Late last night, multiple reports came out that the Mountain West had agreed to give both Air Force and UNLV upwards of $25 to $30 million apiece to stay in the Mountain West conference and hold the conference together. Now, we know this is much needed based on the fact that four schools have left the Mountain West already to go and join the Pac-12. The Pac-12 has six teams now, and they are looking for more teams to admit, or seven teams now, to admit into the conference in order to be a viable conference moving forward with eight teams to have a membership at the FBS level. UNLV and Air Force both had their flirtations with the Pac-12 mm-hmm. for UNLV, Air Force with the American Athletic Conference, and UNLV said, or the Mountain West said, all right, guys, if you guys stick around, we're going to give you big bumps because mm-hmm. they will hold all the cards for the Mountain West. It's not going to be New Mexico, San Jose State, Hawaii.
Hilariously, this is the thing that the Pac-12
Wyoming
didn't do. When they could have kept things together.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they didn't really have the funds to do it. And basically, this is Mountain West is banking on them winning the lawsuit against the Pac-12.
Which?
Because where that money will come to get $50 million, how much does do the departing schools owe the Mountain West?
Yeah, was it 60?
It's $55 million. Yeah. $55 million for the five schools to leave the Mountain West.
And if the Mountain West does end up losing that lawsuit, then UNLV and Air Force will leave. Because
they are in a leverage position. Yeah. Because if they both have a landing spot.
Yeah, AAC for the Air Force and Pac-12 for the UNLV.
So if the Pac-12 wins their lawsuit, they don't have to pay the poaching fee to the Mountain West. Then UNLV can just say, all right, now we'll go to the Pac-12. And we're going to get more money than we currently have right now. They, with the Mountain West, will currently get money that they weren't going to get before just for sticking around and playing nice with all the other schools. So this is where the Pac-12 is just so out of touch. Because unveiling the Mountain West for joining the conference a week ago is the latest in a long list of mishandlings by the Pac-12. Because we talked about this. I said, why would you do this now? If you only have six teams at the time, they since have added one more in Utah State. But why would you do this now if you didn't have the other ones in hand? And I mean, it was because a lot of people were like, well, they must have something else,
something
right?
That's what you said.
You said they have to have the other schools in pocket and they know it. They didn't. We now know
overextended the hell out of themselves.
They did not know that the other schools were coming their way. You have got to be sure if you're going to do that. And then they lost their leverage in all of this by going and getting those four schools. They did not have a plan. They did not have more schools lined up. And as always, the Pac-12 got played again. And they're getting played by UNLV and Air Force.
Which, if you're getting played by the government.
Well, that's pretty standard. My question is, though, like, how much longer are we going to just solely blame conference commissioners and not see the constants here?
Well, I mean,
which is university leadership.
You have a new commissioner. You have your third commissioner now of the Pac-12.
Everybody blame Larry Scott. Larry Scott deserved a lot of blame. Yeah. Everybody blame George Klyovkov. George Klyovkov deserved a lot of blame. Now, are we going to blame the third commissioner now? Or
who's
are we going to say
for what, 8 months?
What is going on, and why are you going out and making these moves when you don't know?
When you don't have anybody in your back pocket. That's the whole thing, is that the Big Ten, the Big 12, they knew. They did all the necessary due diligence and all the work. And now, maybe the Pac-12 did, and maybe they thought they did have it done. But that's the problem, is that they thought they had it done, and then UNLV, because I've talked to people around UNLV who said that the Pac-12 was putting a full-court press on them. Like, they believed that the Pac-12 was going, like, that's where UNLV was going to end up. And maybe that's where they were 48 hours ago. And they went to the Mountain West and said the same thing USC and Oregon did 8 years ago.
It was USC and Washington.
I'm sorry, Washington.
Yeah.
Pay us more. We are your linchpins.
Yeah.
And the Pac-12 said, ah, no. And Mountain West went, okay. Because it was they know they're cooked. Absolutely, unequivocally, totally fried, flambéed, roasted, however you want to put it. They're done.
This is done
if UNLV and Air Force leave.
This is a bad day for the Pac-12.
Because which is insane because they just added four teams.
Well, but that's the thing, is at the time it was like, why are you doing this?
Yeah.
Why are you going just to four? You know you need
two more
to get at least six teams. Mm-hmm. Why would you just go and say, yeah, we got these four? I've said this, and I said it at the time, like Tulane and Memphis didn't make sense because they would leave the American Athletic Conference for a nominal gain financially.
And they'd probably lose it with the amount of travel they'd have to do.
No, that was my whole thing, is that their travel would have been wiped out all of that for all of their other sports. So why would that make sense for them? They weren't going to be in a power conference. They would have just gotten a little bit more of a bump on a year-to-year basis. That would have gone right out the door with your travel expenses. It didn't make sense. And this doesn't make sense now for the Pac-12 moving forward. I hope that they do stay together. But this also goes back to my idea of how UNLV is approaching this entire situation, I think is very smart on their part. But it's very bad for the Pac-12 in that UNLV is not going to be made to be the bad guy. They are going to sit there and they're going to watch the whole thing burn down. Mm-hmm. And they're going to have an escape route no matter
one way or the
where
other.
It
they
goes.
Know they have a life raft one way or the yeah. other. These are the rich people on the Titanic. This is like, we're fine.
Because they will find a landing mm-hmm. spot. They're not like Hawaii.
No.
They're not like Wyoming. They are sitting there going, we're wanted. Well, and if we're not, if the Pac-12 says, no, the hell with you guys, we're going to go somewhere else, they'll be fine. We'll go to the American. Yeah. We'll go to Conference USA. We'll go to wherever. They will find a landing spot because people will want to be in Las Vegas.
Yes.
The Pac-12 wants to be in Las Vegas. This is, for the Pac-12, they don't have a hand anymore.
No.
They really don't. Because if you're going to say, well, we got the best of the Mountain West.
Well, most of it.
But now you're going to have to take the bottom if they're going to leave.
Yeah.
And that's going to come with a lot of baggage if you're going to take Hawaii. All right, go play basketball over there.
Enjoy.
Go play baseball over there. Go play volleyball over there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is, and oh, by the way, they're already in another conference for all of those other sports. They're only a partial member of the Mountain West.
Yeah.
That is where,
I mean, the worst case scenario is you're maybe scooping up somebody in the WCC.
Yeah.
Like, and then what does that do for you? You know, it's like
nothing.
So
nothing.
It's not shocking, unfortunately.
No.
I thought maybe this is me being stupid. I thought new commissioner, learned lessons.
No.
Got four teams agreed. That means they must have the two more in the back pocket. And they had Gonzaga. And I was like, hey, they got a snowball going down the hill. It's not the biggest thing I've ever seen, but they've got some momentum. And like I said, 48 hours ago, it sounded like UNLV was going to be a Pac-12 member.
Yep.
And I was like, well, damn.
But they got played again.
Yeah, I mean, to get played by people or universities that aren't at the big boy table.
Yeah.
Is insane.
And I look at this texture on the Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit them online at vancouverford.com. This might be the dumbest move I've seen from UNLV, and that's saying a lot given the last 24 hours. I actually don't think it's a dumb move by UNLV.
No, they know they're safe.
They're safe no matter how this plays out.
Take the best, they're most amount of money, most amount of leverage, and just keep applying it. This is what you should have done. The Pac-12, 6 years ago, 8 years ago, this is what they should have done when they went after the Big 12 teams, and they had the leverage, they had the ability to really lean on that, and they didn't. UNLV is going, hey, remember all those other teams that were all like scattered around, we don't really know? They know now that they're wanted by multiple parties.
And they can just sit back and they can watch this lawsuit. If the Pac-12 wins the lawsuit, the money that Air Force and UNLV are going to be given by the Mountain West isn't going to be available.
No.
It won't be available because that's what they're banking on. The poaching fee is going to be that retention for UNLV and Air Force. So if that doesn't come through, they can say, all right, Pac-12, we're good. Like, let's go. Mount up.
And if you're the Pac-12 team, you have to live with that.
Because they need Las Vegas.
Yes. And that's the thing is like, you can say, oh, we're bitter you didn't come here. No, you need to shut up and swallow that medicine.
And if say the Pac-12 backfills with whatever, I don't even know what direction you go in now.
No.
You have seven teams. Yeah. You need at least one more. What direction do you go? I know what direction the Mountain West is going to go in. Sac State has done a feasibility study of going up FBS. From FCS up to the FBS. They would go and try to convince, you know, a Sac State to come in. And if you're in UNLV at that point, you go, huh. So wait a minute. If we go undefeated and we schedule one really hard non-conference game, we win that. We win our league. A group of five team is guaranteed a spot.
Mm-hmm.
And say we go and, you know, play one of these schools that left us as another non-conference game. And we could say we beat a Pac-12 school if they survive somehow. Mm-hmm. Their path is pretty easy.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to go through Boise State, Washington State, Fresno State, San Diego State, Oregon State every year. They could just say, all right, well, we'll just go unbeaten and dare a college football playoff.
It could be like those early 2000s Boise State teams where you had like the one game a year where it was against a Pac-12 team. If they won that, all of a sudden, you know, they find themselves in a pretty rad bowl game.
But there's a pathway.
Yeah.
It's undefeated. You just sit there and go, oh, well, I guess.
But the flip side is if UNLV does want to get in the big boy world, then it's a little dicier, particularly if you're talking about football and basketball.
Yeah.
Because you can't have it both ways.
This is, and then Texter has come through. It's absolutely stupid. Good luck even getting $1 million in the next media deal for the Mountain West Conference. They have zero college football playoff access. Well, they actually have more than the Pac-12 right now. And they desperately needed cash because they're $20 million in debt and they're relying on money lined up in litigation. Just absolutely stupid. And look at the reaction from their fans. They're not happy. This is where if the Mountain West doesn't come through with that money, they're still going to the Pac-12.
Yeah.
And if they don't go to the Pac-12, they're going to the American. They're going to Conference USA. Las Vegas is an attractive sports entity to have. It really is.
I honestly could see even the Big 12 looking at them.
If you take your Pac-12 glasses off and you just look at it from the standpoint of, does UNLV have leverage right now?
It's the most attractive.
And this is the first time
market.
They've ever had leverage. No.
It's the most attractive sports market in the country. I've talked to people that work at the highest levels in sports business, and it's insane what Las Vegas means now.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah. It was, and like this texture says as well, from a strictly this is business, not personal point of view, the Pac-12 not killing the Mountain West first, then raiding the AAC is an all-time blunder. No doubt about it. The Pac-12 has dropped the ball again.
I'd say it's unbelievable, but like, this is Charlie Brown. That's what the Pac-12 is.
And look, they still might survive this if they win the lawsuit. But right now, you're taking another loss. In the short term, you've taken another loss. And that sucks for the fan bases of Oregon State and Washington State. Because honestly, what schools do they go and get now? If you don't win the lawsuit against the Mountain West, then where do you go? Because if you win the lawsuit against the Mountain West, you get what you wanted. And that's why
I
like the play from Air Force and UNLV here. I do. I like the play.
No, it's great. Like I said, they're doing what teams should do. Yeah. Leverage it.
And if you're Oregon State and Washington State, you hate it. You hate it. And you should. And that's
fine. You've been
totally
played again.
Yeah. God, man. That sucks. That truly is bad stuff for the Pac-12.
Not great, Bob.
And we'll see. We'll see. This money does not exist right now, but if you can get it, good on you. Bad news for the Mariners. Bad news for the Mariners. That'll be in Big Will Bet Sports Center, which is right now.